Hello there, Gone Wild Audio. This is Lady in Black, and this is my first recording for you all. I'm happy to be here, and thanks for having me. I thought it would be kind of fun to record something for you that would, I don't know, tell you a little bit about me, and I have this fantasy that I'd like to share with you all. I think it'll give you some insight into who I am. So go ahead and maybe lay back, close your eyes, and I'll paint a word picture for you. And this is my number one fantasy. Anytime I'm feeling a little bit frisky, this is usually where it starts. So, you and I are going on a date, perhaps to a nice restaurant. And I think you're wearing a nice pair of slacks with a button-down collared shirt tucked in. Oh, that is so sexy. I think that is one of the sexiest outfits a man can wear. And I am wearing a pretty dress. Nothing slutty. It's very classy. Something black, you know, given the username, that makes sense. Something with lace. I love lace. It's so pretty and feminine. And I think this dress comes probably just above my knee. Ah, so nice to get dressed up every once in a while. So, we get ready and we head out. The only thing that's out of the ordinary that nobody else will know, just you and me, is you've asked me not to wear any panties this evening, and I've obliged. So, we get to the restaurant and we check in. We're shown to our table and you scoot in next to me. The server takes our drink order and leaves to put that in. And as soon as the server is out of sight, you look around, see if anybody's looking in our direction. And once the coast is clear, you slide your hand surreptitiously under the table and lightly start grazing my leg. Just your fingertips, right by my knee, just enough so that I can feel it. It tickles a little bit, but it feels good. Then you increase your pressure a little bit, starting to grip my flesh a little bit, moving your hand a little bit closer to the inside of my thigh, and slowly, painfully slowly, start to move your hand up my thigh. Oh, and we're trying to have this idle chit-chat. Maybe we're talking about our day at work or some kind of current events. And no one else in the restaurant is the wiser that you're currently teasing me under the table. It feels so good. And painfully slowly, so slowly, you start to curl your fingers under the hem of my skirt and work your hand up, up, grazing the soft skin of my inner thigh with your fingernails. Oh, God, that feels good. And you just know, that when you get all the way up, finally, to my hot pussy, you're going to find it soaking wet, because you know exactly how to turn me on. You always do. Slowly, you increase the pressure of your hand, maybe putting your palm on my thigh now, not just your fingers. Sliding it up until finally, you graze my outer lips with your fingers. Oh, you're getting so close now. Oh, I'm having a hard time keeping a straight face and maintaining this idle conversation, trying not to squirm in my chair. You look over to me and you see my skin starting to blush. You know, I am so turned on. Your hand moves from my outer lips. And one finger, just one finger, slips in between them. And you finally feel how hot and wet my pussy is for you. Holy shit. Oh. Your finger teases me, never making direct contact with my clit. You just circle around it slowly, one direction, and then another, and then back the same direction you started. Oh, I let out just the littlest moan at the table. And you look over to me and you shh. And I giggle. And I lean over, kiss you on the neck, and whisper into your ear, "That feels so good, baby. Keep going." And you do. You continue to make circles around my clit every once in a while. Just every once in a while, you'll move your finger over my clit. Oh my god. And I jump a little bit with the stimulation because I need it so badly. Then, when you see the server start to come back with our drinks, you slowly, surreptitiously bring your hand up again above the table. And it goes on like this. We order our food, the server leaves, you slip your hand back under the table and start all over again, teasing me, getting me so hot for you. Oh, I almost can't handle it. You know how much I can handle, though. And you're pushing me right to the edge there, never letting me come, never letting anyone else in the restaurant know what's happening, just you and me. And our little secret. We eat our dinner, but we skip dessert. And we head out, make idle chit-chat on the way back to where we're staying. And we walk up, you open the door for me, and I go in. You follow me, close the door, and as soon as I hear that latch, you push me up against the wall. Oh, right there, right next to the door. Oh my god, I've been waiting for this. My tits are pressed against the wall. Oh god, you're behind me. Grind your hips against my ass. And I can feel your hard cock. Oh my god. And I know, I just know that teasing me turned you on as much as it did for me. I know you want it. I know you need it. You tell me to back up from the wall a little bit and put my palms on the wall and stick my ass out. I do. And you tell me to stay with my eyes facing forward. I shake my ass a little bit at you, still wearing that very tasteful, classy, beautiful black lace dress. The next thing I hear is you undoing your buckle from your belt and the zipper of your pants as you pull it down. And then I feel you behind me again, your hands on the outsides of my thighs right by my knees, and you, not so ceremoniously, start to drag your hands up my thighs and drag my skirt with it, and you hike my dress up over my hips, and you finally get to see my dripping wet pussy. Up until this point, you've only felt it, but now you see it, and you need me as much as I need you. I know you do. I hear you. You lean in. You kiss my neck right below my ear, and then you whisper to me that you are going to fuck me up against this wall. because you need it. You can't hold back anymore. Oh, and I let out a moan. I'm like, yes, baby, please, I need your dick. You position yourself at the entrance to my pussy and slowly push in. Oh, fuck. I needed this so bad. I push back against you, trying to get you to go deeper. Oh, but you're buried to the hilt already. Oh, God. I'm tight for you, but I'm so wet that you don't have any problem slipping into my tight, wet pussy. Oh, God. You start to thrust your hips, sliding in and out of me, fucking me against this wall. Not fast, but deep and deliberate, just the way I like it. Pressing me against the wall with your body, not letting me go anywhere as if I wanted to. Oh, God, you start to fuck me a little faster now. Oh, we're neither of us are gonna last very long. We've been teasing each other all night. Oh, God, it feels so good. The sound of your hips, oh, hitting against my ass. I love that sound. Moaning. Oh, we're getting breathy now. Then I feel you pull out, and I'm a little bit confused, but I trust you, so I go with it. You take me by the hand, and you turn me around, push my back against the wall. Oh, you kiss me hard, your tongue slipping into my mouth, still wearing my pretty black lace dress. You break away from the kiss and you look at me in the eyes and tell me to go over to the bed and bend over with my arms outstretched in front of me. And I do. I oblige. I walk over to the bed, making sure to, you know, swing my hips as much as I can, giving you a show. I bend over the bed nice and slow. I reach my arms out in front of me and I grip the sheets in anticipation for what's coming next. And I feel you behind me again. This time you don't go slowly. You just bring that skirt right up over my hips. I widen my stance a little bit. I spread my legs and shake my ass at you again. You can see my glistening pussy lips. Oh my God, I'm so wet for you, baby. Then I feel you again behind me. Your hand is on my ass. And then I'm expecting you to thrust your hard cock into me again. But that's not what I get. I get a sharp spank. Oh, right on my ass cheek. Oh, baby, yes. You know I love that. Oh, you know I love a bright red handprint on my ass. That way I can see it and think of you and feel it for a couple of days and remember what a good time we had. And then another, and then another. Oh, the sting is delicious. And then on that last spank, you make contact with my flesh, my stinging red flesh, and you grip my ass cheek in your hand. You glide your hands to my hips, again positioning your hard cock right at the entrance to my pussy, and you thrust into me, and it's more needy. It's more carnal this time. I know you're getting close, and I am too. We're both so turned on. Oh, you're fucking me so hard now. My hands are gripping the sheets so tight that my knuckles are white. We're just moaning. Maybe I'm moaning your name. Oh, growling, grunting. can't even say words anymore. Oh. You lean forward and you bite at my neck and you whisper to me again, but this time you whisper to me that you want me to come all over your cock. And then when I do that, you're gonna thrust all the way into me and you're going to unleash your hot fucking load into my pussy as deep as you can. Oh, that puts me right on the edge. I'm pushing my hips back against you now in rhythm. Oh God. Okay, I can't hold back anymore. You start to see the back of my neck start to flush red. You know I'm getting close. I start to twitch. I start to writhe. I tell you, oh baby, I'm gonna come. You're gonna make me come, baby, please, yes. Oh God, yes, I'm gonna come. Oh, and I do. I come all over your cock. Oh, I just moan and you can feel my pussy twitching and that puts you right over the edge. And just as you promised, you bury yourself all the way in. And you give me your hot load, all of it, just over and over again until your balls are completely empty. Oh. You collapse a little bit on top of me and whisper in my ear what a good girl I am and what a good fuck I am. And I say thank you. Thank you, baby. That was amazing. As we come down, your cock's still inside me, mixing with my pussy juices, your cum starts to drip down my legs. Oh, that feeling is amazing. I'm gonna be dripping cum for at least a day, I think. Oh, so, now that I'm worked up, I hope you enjoyed that little fantasy as much as I enjoyed telling you about it. And I think that's going to be it for my first recording. I really appreciate you having me. This is your local friendly Lady in Black, and I'm going to be signing off for now. Remember to love one another, and most importantly, please love yourself. Until next time, bye now.